Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Today, I'd like us to jump straight into the Bible, right to Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Such a well-known and important few verses, something we all need to hear and keep close to our hearts daily. So I'll read now. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So let's break this down into a few key components of these few verses. The first one is the invitation of Jesus. Here is one of the most comforting invitations in all of Scripture. Jesus looks at the weary and says, "Come to me." Not fix yourself first, not prove yourself worthy, just come. He knows the weight people carry, the guilt, the shame, the endless striving. But he offers something radical, it's rest. Secondly, the meaning of the yoke. So a yoke in the first century was a wooden bar that joined two oxen together to pull a load. It meant work. Nobody ever thought a yoke as comfortable. But Jesus offers a different yoke. Where the Jewish leaders spoke of the yoke of the law as rules that were heavy with tradition and too difficult for humanity to bear perfectly, Jesus says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, why did he say this? Because when you take his yoke, you are yoked to him. The strong shoulders the weight, the weaker just walks beside, still doing their part, but carrying the load less. Third point here is rest for the soul. Notice Jesus doesn't promise escape from all responsibility. He promises rest for our souls. Our world is restless. People chase success, approval, possessions, but find no peace at all in all of this. Jesus goes deeper than circumstances. He offers peace with God. At the cross, he carried the heaviest load. Our sin, our shame, our condemnation. What he gives us now is forgiveness, security, and rest. Fourth point here is learning from him. Jesus said, "Learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart." The Christian life is not about crazy effort. It's about apprenticeship to Jesus. He's not a harsh taskmaster. He's gentle, humble, and approachable. To be yoked with him is to walk at his pace, to be shaped by his character, and such an amazing thing to comprehend. Fifth point here is the great exchange. And here's another amazing thing. We bring him our heavy burdens, and he gives us his light one. Like trading a backpack full of rocks for feathers. His commandments are not crushing. They are life-giving and empowering by his Spirit. 1 John 5:3 says, "His commandments are not burdensome." Why? Because he carries them with us. We're not alone. Number six was living it out. So how do we live under this easy yoke? There's three things. First, come daily. Every morning, bring your burdens to him. He says, "Come," again and again. Secondly, walk in step. Being yoked means to move forward at a certain pace. Don't run ahead, don't fall behind. Listen, pray, and obey. Finally, trust in his strength. Remember, you are not the strong ox. He is. Let him bear the weight. Trust him and walk with him. Now for the closing picture, I'd like us to picture two oxen under one yoke. One strong, carrying the strain. The other one is smaller, just keeping step. That's us, beside Christ. We feel the wood across our shoulders, but the pull is on him. So let's hear his words with a refreshing view today. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Thanks.